studio Szkoły Głównej Handlowej w Warszawie i Dziennika Gazety Prawnej w kuluarach 31. Forum Ekonomicznego w Karpaczu mam przyjemność gościć prezesa firmy L'Oréal Polska i Kraje Bałtyckie, pana Valéry Gaucheron. Good evening. Nice to have you here in this studio. I would like to invite you to answer just few simple questions, but the first one is a little bit provocative because I discovered you participated in the panel discussion about fast moving goods. For me, it is a little bit surprising because L'Oréal, from the Polish point of view, is something that looks, it's a guarantee of the quality, while the fast moving consumer goods are cheap, addressing the audience rather large. I'm very much interested in how L'Oréal Polska Kraje Bałtyckie is trying just combining two those elements, and why this fast-moving consumer goods strategy is so much important now.
So first, L'Oréal is a universal beauty company with 35 brands, you know, from very accessible brands to luxury brands, and we cater to basically all needs of all genders, all regions, all continents, all budgets. That's the mission of L'Oréal, is to have beauty for all and beauty for each. Today, making sustainable beauty is actually the main name of the game, I would say. And sustainable beauty products is products that are safe to use, is products that can actually improve the life of the people, respect all needs, and respect the planet. And to be honest, respecting the planet is not, as we would say in Polish, a moda, but is more droga, the long journey. Because across the whole chain of value and product life cycle, we need to actually change the way we make products to make sure actually they improve, they have an improved social or environmental impact.
So there are two components. One is social, as
yes.
you said. Another one is ecological. It is just making the production more green, I suppose. And L'Oréal is known from all your initiatives in this field. But in my belief, such products are more expensive at the same time. Are the consumers ready to pay more? I know that L'Oréal is giving this guarantee that it is sure, it is exactly what is written on the l'emballage, on the boxes. But how it goes, it's a very interesting question.
So I think if they are ready to pay more, I don't know. It depends. But what I know is that today, what matters is the trust that people have in the brands and in the companies. It's the new currency. And actually making products that are more sustainable are building value to companies and to brands. At the end of the day, it's what builds value for the brands in line with the values of the people. So will they buy? I don't know. It depends on how brands, how companies can actually share information on how they are buying products that are more or less sustainable for the planet, for the social environment. But I'm pretty sure that people would not pay for something they don't trust. And this trust is built through every single step of the chain, from the field where natural ingredients are cultivated, how they are cultivated, by whom, through to the transformation process in a decarbonized production process, let's say, supply chain, transportation, through to the waste management and recycling, obviously, and the way people use the products on their face, on their hair, do they rinse, do they put it on their face while they are doing activities, sweating, transpiring, and all these need to be taken into account. And that's where actually the value and the trust can be created in the long run.
Tell us, is there any specificity of this Eastern, Central Eastern European region in comparison, for example, with France? Because in France or in the Western countries, I suppose you are you are almost totally decarbonized. How it's going here in this region?
Well, L'Oréal is quite advanced in the decarbonization because it has been awarded also 4 years in a row by CDP with a AAA. And in Poland as well, because we have a big factory in near Warsaw, which is, for example, a closed water loop factory, recycling and retreating its own water to avoid wasting water, ready to now invest in biomass also to finish the dependency to non-renewable energy in this factory. So I would say today the goal is to be totally carbon neutral for all the sites before 2025, and Poland is actually well on the way to reach this target as well. So
the interview without tough questions is not good interview. What are the most important obstacles from your point of view in this region? What kind of difficulties we are creating here?
I think the renewable energy in Poland is still an issue for us. So we obviously, as a business, would need maximum support also from authorities, from regulators, to be able to access
it
more
easily.
It is
affecting your sales in other countries, because if you are producing also in Poland, yeah?
Yes, yes.
That is, it's important what is the context here?
Yes, the offer of renewable energy needs to be enhanced also by the authorities, and we are obviously hoping that we will be able to access more easier sources of renewable energy for the Polish production.
Next factor. Move for your L'Oréal Polska, what would it be? What is in plans?
Next move for us is actually to be able to inform better the consumers about the choice they are making by buying a certain product. So today we start to share with the consumers some product information on the impact of the product, socially or environmentally. But it needs to be also maybe harmonized with more companies. So L'Oréal has its own system, but is also part of consortium of companies to be able to standardize maybe at national level or at European level better and clearer information to the consumer, an A, B, C, D, E, whatever, like we have in some sectors in Europe, in some countries, in nutrition. That would be the next frontier, to be able to have quicker, simpler, more transparent, direct information to the consumer.
Wishing you a successful way to achieve such goals. Je vous remercie pour notre rencontre ici et notre conversation sur les plans et les perspectives du développement de ce secteur en Pologne. Moim i Państwa gościem w studio Dziennika Gazety Prawnej Szkoły Głównej Handlowej był pan prezes Valéry Gaucheron, który jest prezesem firmy L'Oréal Polska i Kraje Bałtyckie. Rozmawialiśmy o zaangażowaniu firmy w zrównoważony rozwój w naszym regionie, perspektywach dalszego rozwoju, a także zadaliśmy sobie pytanie, czy konsumenci gotowi są płacić więcej za produkt, o którym wiedzą, że ma gwarancję tego, iż został wyprodukowany w sposób zielony, bez śladu węglowego, z szacunkiem dla społeczeństw, ale przede wszystkim dla zagrożonego środowiska naturalnego. Nazywam się Mariusz Siewski, reprezentuję SGH i bardzo mi było Państwa gościć. Dziękuję za uwagę.